Okay, on this Erev Yom Kippur, we have an opportunity to go into the ultimate day, the Yom HaDin, and hopefully Sefer Mishlei has helped us over the course of the last month in our month and 10 days in our preparations, and we'll have two chapters left over for after Yom Kippur, but. I think we have a pasuk that speaks very much to our moment, the penultimate pasuk in the 30th chapter, is the 26th pasuk. And the pasuk says, Rabim mevakshim pnei Moshel, that many, many people seek out an audience with the ruler. They want to know, they want to be able to get their foot in the door, make connections with the right people. And then the reality is, Me Hashem mishpadish, but God will determine what a person's, fate really is. Barash Hashanah Yikasevun, Uviyom Tzom Kippur Yechasevun. The Vilna Gaon writes, in characteristically brief, but very direct terms, Rabbi Mevakshim Pnei Moshe, Ve'en Yachol LaHoil Klal, they can't do anything. Kimei Hashem Kol Mishpatei Ish, because ultimately, God will determine. The Malbim likewise says, Bnei Adam K'sheish La Mishpat Maveh, so people's lives are hanging in the balance. Lifnei Hamoshel Mivakshim Panav Shirachem Aleim VeYoser Hayalahem Levakesh Pnei Hashem. But they're going to the wrong address. Ki Mi Hashem Mishparish VeAkol BeHashkechaso VeYatalev Hamoshel Kasher Yachbots. And as we say, Harbe Shluchem Hamakom. God has many agents, so He will work through naturalistic means. But at the end of the day, May Hashem Mishparish. Rabbi Mevakshim Pnei Moshe. People so often find themselves at the wrong address, knocking at the wrong door. And part of what we have to remember over the course of Yom Kippur is we all want certain results. It's the most natural thing in the world. And everybody that's listening to this podcast certainly deserves those results. But we have to take a measure of comfort in the process as well. This is what Rabbi Kiva meant when he said, Ashreicham Yisrael, if ne'miyatam metarin, if ne'avicham sheva shemayim, we're at the right address. May Hashem mishbarish. We understand very well that Rabbi Mevakshim Pnei Moshe, so many people imagine that human beings are endowed with greater powers than in truth that they have been afforded. May Hashem mishbarish. And we're going to the right address. We're knocking on the right door. We have no guarantees. We're certainly not in a position to dictate. Yirat Shamayim means that we understand that there's a yawning chasm, and Kilo Machshavo Sai Machshavo Seichem, that God has His own purposes, and certainly the last year and a half has, I would hope more than anything else, taught us a measure of humility in terms of whatever entitlements we may have had at one point in our lives towards a certain kind of life, a certain sense of normalcy, quote unquote, that we felt was our birthright. We're at the right door. We're at the right address. And we're looking to the right source. We can't make any guarantees with respect to the ultimate results. But so many people, Rabbi Mevakshim Pnei Moshe, so many people aren't even at the right door. So many people have gone to the wrong place. Ashreicham Yisrael. We should be so happy that we're in the right place. And God willing, the Melech Chofetz Bachayim, the God who desires life, Ki Mincha Pshuta Lekabel Poshim V'Chataim, whose hand is outstretched, takes great compassion on all of His creatures. Vanilo achos al ninve yira gedola. God will have compassion on us on this Yom Kippur day, and give us kol mishalos libenu letova. Because we have sought Him out at the right address, Rabbi Mevakshim Pnei Moshe, May Hashem mishpadish. Wishing everybody a gemar chasima tova. May it be a good year in all respects for our entire Kehillah.